Betrayal of Sickness by Reed,
Maya,
Jasmine,
Jaden,
and Evie. It is May 4th, 1833. Today is the day we leave Independence, Missouri, and start our 2,170-mile trek to our new lives in the West. Charlotte, now 11, and Billy, now 7, are still asleep in the back of the wagon. My husband William and I decided we would let them get as much sleep as they wanted.
It's such a nice day.
You're finally awake. Would you like some berries?
This morning, Billy and William shared a bowl of strawberries and talked about where we will be going today on the start of our new journey. Charlotte woke up around noon, and not with the best attitude. But I don't blame her. There's a long trip ahead of us. It is May 24th, 1833. About 2 weeks ago, we started our trip on the Oregon Trail. Charlotte and Billy fight a lot about who gets to sit in the front of the wagon, where it's not as uncomfortable and bumpy. Charlotte is feeling sick, but it should be fine. We don't know what could have caused it.
Mom, my stomach hurts.
I'm sorry, Charlotte. Maybe you should lay down. Come here, let me feel your forehead.
Okay.
Good Lord, you're burning up.
Mom, I feel really sick.
Is everything okay?
No, honey. Can we stop the wagon?
No, I'm sorry. We have to go as far as we can before nightfall. What's wrong?
Charlotte's sick. I've tried everything to help her, but nothing's working. I wish we had a doctor.
Me too, but the next doctor could be 500 miles away. Try not to worry.
It is June 9th. Charlotte's getting sicker by the day. I'm worried, and William is too, but he's trying not to show it. I just wish Charlotte's fever would go away and that she would eat. She hasn't had much to drink either.
Mom, Charlotte's not waking up.
What?
She won't wake up.
Let me see. William, Charlotte's not waking up.
What? Is she breathing?
No, no pulse.
In this moment, William stopped the wagon with Anne in tears. He realized that things were serious. On the other hand, he knew completing their journey was also important to ensure that the rest of the family could make it safely.
Let me check.
At this moment, the family broke down in tears, realizing the cold truth that their beloved Charlotte was dead.
We should bury her, Anne. There are shovels in the front of the wagon.
Anne, still in shock, moved slowly towards the front of the wagon to get the shovels. Seeing the sadness on his parents' faces, Billy decided to make himself useful and help out.
Dad, I'm going to go to the meadow to pick some flowers for Charlotte's grave.
That would be a good idea, son.
When Billy got back, Anne was covering the grave with stones. Billy placed the flowers on the stones.
I think it would be appropriate to say some words.
After the family had a service for Charlotte, they continued down the dirt path on their journey west.